Hey everyone, welcome back. Today we're taking a deep dive into something I think we could all use a little more of in our lives.
Yeah.
Stress relief.
Absolutely.
We're going to be looking at a specific technique called progressive muscle relaxation.
PMR.
Or PMR for short.
Right.
Now we've got some fascinating research on this.
Yeah, it's interesting. So.
Some expert insights ready to go.
Really is.
But you know what's really got me curious about this whole thing is like, how can something so simple...
Like, yeah.
Basically just tensing and relaxing your muscles actually make a difference.
Well, you know, it's funny because the simplicity of it is part of the appeal, I think.
No, I guess so.
But don't let that fool you.
Okay.
There's some pretty interesting science behind why it works.
Okay, I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
So before we get into the actual, like, nuts and bolts of how to do it.
Right.
Can you just give us, like, the, what is PMR? Like,
yeah.
Paint me a picture.
Sure.
What's going on in my body when I do this?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So at its core, PMR is about systematically working through different muscle groups in your body.
Okay.
Tensing each one for a short time and then fully letting go.
Okay.
So it's like a wave of tension followed by a wave of relaxation.
Gotcha.
And what's happening is that you're essentially teaching your body to recognize the difference between those two states.
So it's more than just like when you unclench your jaw.
Then
you're like, ah.
It's not just the moment.
The relief.
Right.
There's like a...
There's a deeper learning.
Deeper learning going on.
Yeah. You're training your body to let go of that tension more readily.
Okay.
Even when you're not actively doing PMR.
Interesting.
And this is where the mind-body connection comes in.
Right. We hear that a lot.
We do.
What does that actually mean?
Well, what it really means is that our physical and mental states
okay.
are constantly influencing each other.
Yeah.
So when we're stressed, our muscles tighten up.
Right.
But the reverse is true as well. By consciously relaxing your muscles,
mm-hmm.
you can actually signal to your brain that it's okay to calm down.
Oh, so it's like
it's sheer physics.
By physically relaxing,
yes.
I'm sending a memo to my brain
yes,
saying
indeed.
Like, hey.
Chill out. Chill.
Everything's cool.
Everything is fine.
Right. I can get behind that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And on a physiological level, what you're doing is engaging your parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
Which is the part of our nervous system responsible for rest and relaxation.
Gotcha.
It's like hitting the off switch on your stress response.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay. This is making a lot of sense.
Good.
So how about we walk through like the steps?
Sure.
What does a typical PMR session look like?
So first, find a comfortable position.
Yep.
You can lie down or sit comfortably in a chair.
Mm-hmm.
The key is to be able to focus on your body without any distractions.
Right.
So start by bringing your awareness to your breath.
Okay.
Just noticing the natural rhythm of your inhales and exhales.
Mm.
Yeah.
Comfy and focused.
Exactly. Then starting with your feet, tense the muscles as much as you comfortably can.
Okay.
Hold that tension for about 5 seconds, feeling the sensation.
Okay.
And then slowly release,
mm-hmm.
letting all the tension melt away.
Right.
And notice the difference between the two states.
Okay.
Then move up to your calves, tensing and releasing in the same way.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So basically we're working our way up the body, tensing and releasing each muscle group.
Precisely. Continue up through your thighs,
okay.
glutes. Stomach, yep. chest,
oh.
hands, arms,
got it.
Shoulders, neck,
mm-hmm.
and even your face.
Oh, wow.
It's like giving your whole body a mini vacation from tension.
I like that.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned consistency earlier.
Right.
Is this something that I need to do every day?
Well,
do you have the benefits?
The more you practice, the more skilled you become at recognizing and releasing tension. So even a few minutes a day can make a difference.
Gotcha.
But it's not just about frequency.
Mm.
It's also about quality.
Okay.
Really focusing on the sensations, noticing the contrast between tension and relaxation.
Yeah.
That's what deepens the relaxation response.
It sounds kind of like mindfulness.
It is.
Actually
yes.
bringing that focused attention
exactly.
to the present moment.
You've hit on a key point there.
Yeah.
PMR can be a great entry point into mindfulness practice.
Okay.
It gives you a very tangible way to experience the connection between your body and mind. And that awareness in itself can be incredibly empowering.
For sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see how that would be helpful.
Right.
Not just for stress relief.
It is.
But for overall well-being.
Absolutely.
Speaking of which, you mentioned sure. some other benefits of PMR.
Yes.
Like improved sleep quality.
Right.
Help with pain management.
Yeah.
Reduced anxiety symptoms.
Exactly.
So let's dive into those a little bit.
Right.
What about sleep?
Sure.
How can PMR help with that?
Well, think about what happens when you're stressed.
Yeah.
Your mind races, your body's tense, and sleep becomes elusive.
For sure.
TMR can help break that cycle.
Okay.
By calming your nervous system and relaxing your muscles.
Right.
You're creating the ideal conditions for restful sleep.
So incorporating it into like a bedtime routine.
Exactly.
Would make sense.
Makes perfect sense.
So instead of scrolling on my phone.
Right.
I could spend a few minutes doing PMR.
And you might even find that it helps you fall asleep faster.
Okay.
And wake up feeling more refreshed.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
What about pain management?
Okay.
How does PMR tie into that?
So chronic pain often comes with a lot of muscle tension.
Right.
Which can actually worsen the pain.
Yeah, for sure.
PMR helps by teaching you to consciously release that tension.
Okay.
It's not a cure-all, of course.
Right.
But it can be a valuable tool in managing pain, especially when combined with other therapies.
So it's about breaking that cycle
of
tension and pain.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And finally, anxiety.
Sure.
How does PMR help with that?
So anxiety often manifests physically.
Okay.
Rapid heartbeat, shallow breathing,
right.
Muscle tension.
Yeah.
PMR helps you interrupt that physical response
okay.
by slowing down your breathing and relaxing your muscles.
Right.
You can calm your nervous system
okay.
and reduce those feelings of anxiety.
That's amazing
yeah.
how something as simple as tensing and releasing muscles
right.
can have such a ripple effect on our well-being.
It really is.
It all comes back to that mind-body connection we were talking about.
Exactly. Yeah, and it raises an interesting question.
Oh, what's that?
If simply becoming aware of your muscles and consciously relaxing them can have such a powerful impact, how might understanding the connection between your physical and mental state empower you to take control of your well-being in other areas of your life?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
It makes me realize PMR isn't just about relaxing muscles.
It's more than that.
It's about gaining a deeper awareness
yeah.
of how our bodies and minds interact.
Exactly.
And that awareness can be a powerful tool.
Absolutely.
For taking charge of our well-being.
And it can.
In so many ways.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for walking us through this.
My pleasure.
I encourage everyone listening to give PMR a try.
Yeah, give it a shot.
It's a free, accessible tool.
Absolutely.
That you can use anytime, anywhere.
Right.
To manage stress and tap into that incredible mind-body connection.
Exactly.
Until next time.
See ya.